I just wanted to visit it a few minutes more. Nothing new from what I've said, but how are, except, well, what's our action point? I mean, are we going to say, okay, we're happy with 3 feet?
No, I don't
think so. Or not. I think we need to have something we got to say this minute, but it's kind of like you saying what you got on your mind, or it didn't mm-hmm. happen. Mm-hmm. We're at a meeting on this issue. We ought to, have a solid plan here to move forward. And
well, I was a little disappointed in the fact that they.
About the way they're treated.
I don't either. But let me tell you that I was disappointed. The biggest thing of all is that they want to come up here, and he says it's not going to change the physical use. If they're raising it 3 feet, it's going to be 3 more foot to the water level if mm-hmm. you along the edge there. You ain't no way other way you can figure it. If they're raising it 3 feet or if they're raising it 5 feet, they are to have in their plan, without us having it in there, that there are to be guardrail alongside that thing. I mean, that's just simple common sense knowledge that they would have guardrail along their plan for a new road. They're doing they're doing concrete, the asphalt, see. So those kind of things are things that are of a concern to mine, to me.
Well, that I may be just as wrong as you are on that when it comes down. I don't know. Mm-hmm. On the other. Yes, sir.
You're right. I'm sorry, but I'm going to head out. So I understand y'all are going to come out there.
We're just visiting
just a few minutes, and we'll be there. You guys will be looking it over and everything. We're going to be right on out.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'll visit with y'all.
Okay.
Bye. So, for lack of time, we don't need to talk any more about it. But
I think I know where you're
going. The way this thing is played is, I think we ought to say, I think we need to make up our mind. Short amount of time that says we're not going to be happy with this, or we'll be happy with this. And I mean, I just sense that we're going to have to come. Be a push and shove situation to get what's right for the county.
You know, we were told at one time that they had a time frame on how long it would be before they could get us some funding to do these projects. And that just went by the wayside. The fact that they've changed, just like Chuck brought up in that meeting, why did they bring 5 foot if they knew that we were going to do 3 foot? It doesn't make sense.
It's a 5 foot project, as our folks said. They bring us a plan for a 3 and then a plan for 2 on top of that, which adds to 5.
Yeah.
It's a 5 foot project. We're not the only ones that have been looking at this as a 5 foot project.
Right. Yeah. That's right. I mean, I agree with you totally. And I'm glad you asked me. You didn't ask them, but you asked me what I felt about it, and I pretty well told you the same thing. I think that, and I agree with you on what you said, because I know where you're kind of going with what you said on they should be the ones seeking the grant money to do the other part of it instead of us.
This is not our deal.
Yeah.
Not our deal at all.
We didn't create
a 5 foot project. That's what you wanted to do. You're supposed to hold this hole, ever how you want to term it.
I would write I would recommend writing a strong letter of concern about all of the feelings that you've stated today, and let that way there'll be a physical record.
Yeah, that's ideal.
A physical record of what your concerns are, and you're going to stand strong, and these are your list the concerns that you have. And they'll have to come back and respond to that.
Yeah. One thing that could be put in that letter is, gentlemen, if you weren't considering a guardrail on a raising of 3 foot along our shoreline, would you be responsible for a lawsuit when a school bus rolled off the edge of it? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that would open their eyes to what their project they're doing. If they're doing the best concrete that you can do said steel structured concrete vaults and everything like that. Those things, they can't tell me that they're not going to have extended concrete vaults to when you put a 5 foot water shed in. I mean, raise it 5 feet instead of 3 feet.
And that 2 foot change in elevation is based on the toe, maybe more fill than the three that they're proposing.
That's
to
right.
Do.
That's right.
Because the toe, to keep it at a 3-to-1, you're going to have to bring in a lot of material.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you do when you say it, make a statement, you kind of volunteer yourself. So I would like to suggest to ask Frank to write us that kind of letter. That
okay.
You talked about.
I can put a draft together.
Let's look at it. See what we think.
I can do that. So basically, we're upset. We're upset that we've been told. I won't even say impression. We've been told it's a 5 foot elevation change all along. And now they've come to us and ask us to pay for the additional 2 feet because they're only going to 3. Mm-hmm. Guardrail.
Yeah.
And
where's the list of 10? Yeah. What about Barker Hole? What about the other locations that we've been talked about on many previous occasions?
Yeah.
And am I too bold to say that we should CC our representative?
I think so. And Joanne Emerson needs to be on board here. Matter of fact, she was involved in the last deal that we had with them.
In my telephone, it's on vibrate. It says vibrate only, and it's ringing.
I just had Ryan. I just requested Ryan come. Mine freezes up. I have to take the battery out of it and then put it back in there and hope it comes on sometime in the next 2 hours.
Anybody, what else? Anything else we need to do before we take a run for KDOT?
We just run out there, and I'm be excited about trying to get something done on that project. And I'll tell you what they've done. They've opened the door for us to take that bluff off out there. Whenever they said they'd let them take the bluff off at Sleep Hollow.
Yeah.
So we can be insistent upon that where it's not a cost.
Something good that I am pleased about is they're talking minimum flow impact on KDOT.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, they are taking responsibility, so I got to pat them on the back for that.
Yeah.
And that may be Tracy and John in the Corps trying to help get the right thing done there. So anyway, I appreciate that.
I've got a couple of things to get ready for this afternoon, if I can skip out on that.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have much conversation with them out there other than kind of maybe making sure that they let us take that bluff off of there. You mentioned that on that one side, and I think they take it off the other side and get the full amount that we need for it.
Michael Armstrong was this guy. Dale was the engineer over there, I think.
I don't know if they got, did we get Tracy Farmers? This is the one that's not on there. Is he on there?
No. Tracy Farmer?
Tracy.
I got the name right, don't I? Or is it Fancher?
Fancher.
Tracy
Fancher. Yeah. When you said Farmer, I know a Tracy
Fancher.
Farmer, but that's...
Yeah, that's what I was. All right, we'll recess.